This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips because Rod and Karen are so hot.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips, Crody. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by my Crody,
Karen.
And we are live on a Monday night, ready to do some podcasting. It probably won't even be a long show. Mm-mm. All we really is here for is to give y'all the latest update.
Yep.
The Drake down, if you will. This Kendrick Drake thing, since we went off yesterday, it was a couple things about yesterday. I had to go to the gym, so I had to skip the second verse of Not Like Us, which I hate that I did, because there's some funny stuff in that Not Like Us that I love. And then Drake put out another track last night. And the streets is saying it's a white flag. Now, you don't gotta agree. I know a lot of y'all are Drake fans, and so there's never gonna be anything that could have happened or said that would make you be like, yep, that was a white flag. Drake is over. He's tired.
Yeah, they been partying all weekend.
Yeah, I think people also want to see, like, whoever their favorite is win or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's also, like, a lot of people won't accept anything other than, like, a full level of pure defeat, like, which I never thought was on the table because, mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, when does anybody admit defeat? Like, hey, I lost that. Sorry, guys, I'm out. Like, and then especially not Drake. Drake can't, one, he can't afford to say, I lost this thing. Mm-hmm. No matter how many people are now saying, I mean, it's out there. Like, I saw people, Mace and Cam now saying Drake lost or is losing, quote unquote. Shit, Academic said it, which is crazy because he's definitely in Drake's pocket like that. That dude Gilly from Million Dollar Game saying it, like, people that are like these hip hop influencers or tastemakers or whatever the fuck, even they not trying to fight this fight on behalf of the boy from Canada. And I think, you know, to me, unless I don't know what the fuck else could happen, but it seems like kind of a rap. But you know us, we like to break down the lyrics. Now, we did get some feedback from yesterday's show, and I want to read that first, but let me just tell you this. TheBlackOutTips.com, that's our website. You can go sign up for premium there. Right now, we're having a sale.
Yes.
It's a year for $100 to get behind a paywall to hear all mm-hmm. our premium shows, which we put out multiple shows a week. It's very fun. It's very cool. Sports is nerd stuff. It's movie reviews, it's food talk, it's a bunch of stuff. You want to get behind that, trust me, and you want to do it before the price goes back up. I believe it goes back up on the 15th. So, you know, a lot of y'all like to wait to the last minute, and then y'all be emailing me like, is it too late? And then it's like, come on now, it's the 16th. What happened?
Right,
you had a whole month off basically. So I'm trying to help you get ahead of it. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and start getting into this now. But let me read some feedback, okay, guys? This is something I saw this morning, 10 a.m., okay? Look, I know Rod just loves this beef battle shit. He's following this like MCU Phase 1, but it has already gotten old for me. These are two wealthy, famous people arguing like Springer guests. I'm looking forward to moving past this and getting back to swords and Karen mockery. and then says, I mean, Karen, in quotes, mockery, not Karen mockery. Hope you got that difference. So I guess Karen of, I don't know if, I honestly don't know the difference. If you mean we mock white women named Karen?
No.
Or if you mean me mocking Karen?
Right. Yeah, I know, I guess he's trying to say not you mocking me, but just me saying stuff and we just joking about me.
Well, this person's user account name is Man Drake.
Oh, I didn't know that part. That might change some things.
Well, and I think this is what's happening. I think Man is down and is Drake. And I think your username gives away a bit of bias. I feel like I'm calling balls and strikes. I think some of y'all don't like that because it's not looking good for your boy. And you would like me to just kind of be a sick offender, be like, Drake up 4-1 or whatever the fuck it is. When I'm like, nah, it's looking pretty bad for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, look, if people can't take it, they just can't take it. And it's just going to have to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I'll say is, let's look at the description for this episode. It is Rod and Karen discuss all the latest rounds of Kendrick Lamar versus Drake. That's the whole show. So what I would advise you to do when reading a description like that is to skip the whole show and don't even leave a comment. Because in addition to me not giving a fuck, there's also the added part of you being absolutely the fuck wrong. You might personally be over it. That doesn't mean shit. We're getting more YouTube views than we normally get.
Right.
We get more comments than we're normally getting.
Everybody's talking about it.
We're getting more emails. People are very interested. The amount of people who have written us thanks for taking the time out to explain it to our old ass audience who's a little out of the hip hop loop that wouldn't have got this information any other way.
Yeah, they able to have conversations with their kids now. They able to keep up with the shit.
I talked to my mama on the phone about this shit on Saturday. Okay, this bigger than us. This bigger than this bigger than just even the culture. Hey. This is like the mainstream thing. I talked to my brother till 2 a.m. last night. So many brothers have called my phone over the last couple of days that they needed to hear my voice. So what I will not do is deny my reality of something I'm in the pocket of, because I love hip hop to this day. I'm not like you niggas that stopped listening in the 90s. I still listen to these dudes today. These are some of the best artists.
Yes, they are.
Some of my favorite artists, and they going at it. And you goddamn right, I will stop this motherfucking show and talk about it any way I want. Because unlike you, I've done 2,898 of these motherfucking episodes, and I know what the goddamn hell I'm doing. So I promise you, it's going to be all right. Fall back. We can talk about swords and racism and shit any day. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of days. Go listen to some old shit. You ain't listen to all the albums. If you ain't premium, go holler at, get behind the paywall, go listen to some of that shit. But for now, on this motherfucking mic, we finna talk about what the fuck we want to talk about. And today, it's going to be the same shit as yesterday. It's Kendrick and Drake. And that's all, and that's everything it's going to be. No segments, no jokes, no nothing. You can move the fuck on. We having fun with this. It's lit over here.
It is fun.
And you just gonna have to deal with the shit.
It is so much fun. It's so bad. I was watching ESPN, and they had some ladies talking, and they were talking about Phil Jackson had made a comment about one of the ball players. And the white lady said, it's like Kendrick. I was like, oh, shit, she's dropping Kendrick. Not trying to be funny. I knew it was big, but that's why I was like, oh, you got random ass white women.
It's on
talking
page
about
six,
it.
Karen.
Oh!
Page six is where I get white people news.
Oh, shit!
Page six is like Kendrick Lamar calls Drake a pedophile. This shit huge.
Yeah.
It fell right into my expertise. Being a person that loves smart, fun rap that you can break down and talk about.
It's all about the jokes.
Like, I'll be damned if I'm sitting this shit out. Like, go ahead then. Move on. It'll be cool. I promise you. We got new followers and subscribers over the last 24 hours just because of this shit. Like,
So what?
RDC World could care, but I don't care? That's another group that basically is like Drake lost. The culture saying he lost. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell y'all. He's down bad.
Don't know what to tell you.
And that shit he put out last night, the Heart Part 6, it just don't seem like it convinced enough people. And I'm going to break down what my thoughts on it in a second. But before we get to that, there is a couple of things happening around this that we definitely want to address.
Okay. Real quick. What's up?
Okay. So the first thing is... DJ Vlad. Have you heard about DJ Vlad?
No, but I think I know who that dude is. That's the people that interview people, right? Interviewer.
He interviews a lot of hip hop figures. He's the dude that, if you ever seen a video of Faison Love hating on more successful comedians, it probably was DJ Vlad talking to him.
Okay.
If you ever seen some rapper that's a street dude confessing the crimes live on the air, where you like, that seemed like something the police would be interested in.
And then he was talking to DJ Vlad. They investigating him,
Some people call him a snitch. Some people don't. You know, I never really said much about him being a snitch necessarily.
Because people sound like they be telling on themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you dumb if you go in there and tell on your own crime. I don't even do the he the cops or whatever. I'm like, well, who the fuck is dumb enough to get on a podcast mic and be like, let me tell you about the murders I committed. That's on you, homie.
That is on you.
Sorry, but no. If they caught Tupac's murder because the nigga wouldn't shut the fuck up, then that's on him. I'm not making that into no race issue or no culture issue. Just stop doing that. But DJ Vlad has always been a person that is not necessarily of the black culture. Like, he's not a black man. Okay. And that's part of the reason he's gotten a lot of resentment, and part of the reason, honestly, people feel like if he was a person of the culture, if he was black, he wouldn't be having people's favorite rappers on there confessing the fucking crimes. Because, you know, within the culture, you'd be like, hey, cut that out. Yeah. Hey, man, don't.
Yeah, they try to change
the
top.
I'm not
going to
ask you details on this because I know you shouldn't answer it because you're going to go to jail.
Right.
You know, he's very much like, well, how much drugs was it? And did you smoke them on or did you? And then when you killed them, what intersection was that? And these dumb motherfuckers be on there like, oh, no, 175th and Trade. Like, well, now, well, I liked your album, but you gone. You know, won't be no part two of this. No, you know,
it will not.
And then, you know, not to mention the amount of shit that started beefs with people and motherfuckers, especially when rappers were shooting each other and shit. It was a lot of, like, anyway. So my point being, I go to our YouTube. We already got 15 comments on this episode. Just went up yesterday.
Goddamn.
We probably only average like 5, 3, 2 comments. Sometimes we get zero comments.
Right.
59 likes on this episode, 500 views, which is a lot for us. We don't get a lot of views.
That's like we're breaking personal records.
Yeah. So, I mean, to tell us we shouldn't be doing, like, the Kendrick Hates Drake episode from 5 days ago, that got almost 800 views. So, yeah, just you mind your business and we'll do ours. All right. Now, DJ Vlad was on Twitter and said Kendrick's Not Like Us needed a better mix. It takes away from the song.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What?
Now, he's talking about some audio, vocal productions, doubles, shit like that. Of course, being of... Now, look, what probably happened, if I'm being honest, is he's got some type of weird loyalty to Drake. I think a lot of people do. And it's been a tough time for people that want Drake to be, like, winning this somehow or you know, it's like, let me nitpick at the Kendrick shit, because then it makes it seem like I'm being fair. I'm guessing what his motivation could be, because you see stuff like this, and to me, when it's a beatdown, just like watching, you know, Mike Tyson knock a nigga out and be like, yeah, but his form on the uppercut, we've seen better. And you're like, what? This man's brains is bleeding out on the fucking mat.
Like, what's happening here?
There's blood everywhere. He's like, yeah, but I mean, I've seen.
But.
You know, let's be honest. I've seen bloodier matches. I'm like, okay. So then this woman who's a professor, Morgan Jerkins, she's a professor at Princeton. She's like I don't know if she's the daughter, like one of her relatives is Rodney Jerkins, who's a record producer, rapper. Produce shit for Michael Jackson. Like, you would know him as Dark Child.
Yes, I've heard that name before. Yes.
So, might know what she's talking about a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was in his own he was on his own timeline saying this. She quote tweeted him and said, "You are caps lock white. This is a caps lock black folk affair." Now, I'm going to be real, 100%. She was kind of trolling him and instigating with him because he wasn't tagging her. Everybody was dunking on this nigga. I don't know what made him respond to just her.
Right.
Everybody was telling him to take his punk ass out. You know, everyone's hyped up on Black Twitter. We're making jokes.
Yeah.
It's a cultural moment. Someone who's in and of the culture, even as a white person, I think this is a time when you take the L and you move on. Actually, you could keep talking about it. Just don't at her. And if she want to be mad, she just get to be mad. Mm-hmm. You are a person that is in the hip hop like space.
Yeah, in the area.
Other white people are commenting on it. She just felt a way. I personally think he strives and affected this because he should have just, if he wouldn't have said shit, nobody would give a fuck.
Yes.
But he couldn't stop himself.
Oh, no.
Okay, what I compare this to is if you play basketball, all my people that play basketball, and you at the black court, all the black people is out there, we balling, white dude shows up. And he could ball. He good. He with us. Like, he not great, but there's no reason he can't play basketball with us, right?
Right.
He's playing ball. We going up and down the court. And every once in a while, somebody be like, hey, who checking the white boy?
Yeah. Because that's what they do.
Hey, that white boy can shoot. You know, mm-hmm. This has happened my entire life playing pickup basketball. White dude shows up. If it's a mostly black neighborhood, you become the white boy.
Yes, you do.
It ain't even really an insult. It ain't pejorative. It's just that's your most distinguishing character.
Yes.
I've been big man a million times on a basketball court.
Yes.
I ain't never been like, well, sir, why can't I be left-handed man? Like, no, mm-hmm. I get it. I'm big. Right? Now, the cool white people, which is normally most people at a basketball court with black people, because, you know, you really don't have the right to not be cool. You won't get fucked up.
Right.
But
they understand their place.
Not just their place, but they just don't care. It's not important. It's like, this is just part of the thing.
Right.
So if you're in a black cultural space and my man and someone says, hey, shut your white ass up. Ha ha ha. The vast majority of white dudes in that type of space understand it's not their space. And would not be like, you fucking racist. They'd be like, all right, you got me. You sensitive and not respond. And I'm going to keep talking about this because this is also what I do for a living.
Right.
Nope. He responded to her.
Yeah, and that sounds like that's the wrong person to respond to.
She absolutely is the wrong person to respond to. I'm not, like I said, she be on Twitter like that. She's also a professor. She's a black woman. She's heavy in like the, you know, like that space on Twitter where niggas get active over like institutional racism and shit. She, you know, however you feel about that, it's definitely ain't the one
right.
to fuck with. And mm-hmm. maybe everybody wasn't going to have her back, but a lot of black people was going to have her back because one, it's that environment right now on Twitter. And two, she's in those spaces, right? So
right.
he responded like a fucking Karen.
Oh,
for
no.
those of you who wanted more Karen mockery today,
oh no,
I got you. Okay, you see how that works?
The wrong way to respond.
He said, wait. So a professor at Princeton, meaning he tagged her university, is telling me that a white person, which he didn't capitalize the W in white, which makes me feel like he's even more fraudulent, shouldn't be allowed to voice their opinion about hip hop. Is that how you interact with your students? She replied, what I'm saying is that you put your opinion in a discussion that's not needed. This conversation is and should center black people, not you. He said, don't try to change your words now. I'll be reaching out to at Princeton about this on Monday. Like a motherfucking Karen, like a snitch. And that's why it's like he proved her right.
Right.
Because really, if he would have just kept talking about it, I really think the vast majority of black people even would have been like, we don't agree, but whatever the fuck. Then this was the part that I really think tipped the scales. Now, I know she's a black woman, woke spaces, people got her back. But I'm going to tell you, this one for me, this one I got active. Kev on stage said,
oh, he that nigga don't bother nobody.
Kev on stage said, Vlad is whack for a myriad of reasons. But in this, you can tell he saw a black woman in a predominantly white university and tried to use his whiteness against her. Caps lock, disgusting. This nigga Kev do not talk bad about nobody in public. Like, mm-mm. I don't even know the people Kev on stage really don't like.
Right.
Mostly because he just don't really revel in that negativity like that. Mm-mm. To be always blunt. I'm sure he don't like people. He's
right.
Human.
Right.
But like, you never go over there and be like, damn, Kev on one today.
Yeah, and the stage crew, that's mm-hmm. that's a collection of people. So they was like, oh, word, Kev.
Right. And so all of a sudden, everybody's going in on Vlad.
I bet he probably got all types of them movie things just clicking all up and down his timeline. He didn't know what was happening.
And then other things too is like Vlad didn't stop there.
Oh.
Because everybody tried to help him. You know, Bomani talked to him and was like, hey, I think you just fundamentally not understanding what Kendrick's doing with this track. And sometimes the mix isn't the thing. And Bomani pointed out how on one of Prince's songs, the mix was messed up. I think at the time he thought it was the board wasn't firing, but instead it was like the mix was messed up. But it's one of his biggest hits of all time, and there's something about that that's just dope. And Vlad's like, well, I don't like it, and it's not my top 10. And he went and looked up, Karen, he went and looked up the stream numbers on like Spotify to be like, if it's a top 10 hit of Prince, why it's not in the top 10 streaming numbers on Spotify.
Those things aren't Prince. The same. The fuck are you talking about?
This is, I forget who said this, and forgive me because I want to give everyone their credit, but someone said this is the equivalent of like someone telling you this is the hood and then you looking on Google Maps and being like, I looked it up on Google Maps. It's like, no, we're telling you culturally we fuck with this song, we fuck with this music. Black people love this from Prince, and it's one of his biggest hits, and we and da da da. And you going, yeah, well, I Googled, and Google told me it's not one of his biggest hits, and it's like, what's wrong with you?
Right, and that shows that disconnect,
right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, as Bo, I think, even aptly pointed out, you're just proving Kendrick's point. Which is, they not like us.
Right.
And Kendrick's point is a cultural point of, you come from Canada, you're not like the people here. You're vulturing our culture, and you don't really understand our culture because you not of the culture. So, yeah, but yeah, Bo wrapped it up with Buddy made the point by accident. Yeah, and so I did see this morning Vlad tried to cover his ass, in my opinion, because I would not count what he said as an actual like apology or true explanation. But he said, since it's Monday, let me clear the air and state that I never had any intention of filing a complaint to Princeton for former Professor Morgan Jenkins. And keep in mind, Morgan said her contract with Princeton was up at the moment anyway, because the semester ended. So it was nobody to really report her to in the first place. But it was his intention.
Yes.
Because he tagged Princeton.
Right.
That's all you need to do, especially in this volatile time on college campuses dealing with race, where they're getting rid of DEI, where they're cracking down on student protests, where they're cracking down on professors even.
Right.
That they think are too quote unquote woke, where Republicans mm-hmm. have a spotlight
right.
on these jobs. And you sitting up here talking about, I wasn't planning to. Yes, you were.
Right.
He says, saying that the white people aren't allowed to comment on Kendrick Lamar's music. She trolled me and I trolled back. At the end of the day, it created an interesting discussion about race relations in America. I will be discussing it further in my future interviews. Yeah, so you can ask Trick Daddy if black people are the real racists, because that's all the fuck. It's not like you give great interviews where you right. ask these probing questions that are very thought-provoking. You ask very simplistic ass, not of the culture ass questions. So, yeah. One of his tweets was, you know, good luck being a professor at Princeton again, tagging him again. I doubt the university supports that faculty telling non-black students to shut the fuck up about anything hip-hop related because of their skin color. So get the fuck out of here.
Right.
I will say this, man. This shit with Drake and Kendrick really brought out a lot of people's, like, racial fragility.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't just mean, like, not even just these white folks like Vlad. I mean, a lot of mixed race people are feeling like this is about Drake's mixed raceness. People thinking this is about his colorism, about his color. What did he say? That one line about off-white sunseeker. He's talking about the yacht, but we know also about Drake. But like, it's just been weird. And the focus, hyper-focus on that when all the isms in this beef are all over the place. But that's the one. Well, you're like, we got to stop this. This getting crazy. That's wild as fuck to me. Even saying that when he said he didn't want saying nigga, he thought he said it weird, making that like, oh, he thinks biracial people can't say nigga. He didn't say that.
No, he did not.
The stuff about his wife being like a quarter white or whatever, he didn't say, you got to be 100% black. Those were not words that ever came out of his mouth or were implied in his raps, that it's just because you're not 100% a black person. No, it's you're 100% not of our culture, and you're wearing it like a fucking costume, and I don't respect you.
Right.
That's it. Now, you don't got to agree, but let's just keep it to what was said and not, you know, what the fuck you would like it to be, so you can hop on the side or not a side, right? So that's what happened with Vlad. I don't know if there'll be any real repercussions, because I think the thing that would take to shut Vlad down would be niggas need to stop fucking with him. And I don't know that right. these motherfuckers will. If they even saw this interaction or not.
Right.
They like going on there because those interviews go viral.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ones where they say some wild, wacky shit, they go viral. And people, you ain't going to believe what so-and-so said. And for some of these dudes, they so desperate. Or they're supposed to be these high-minded thinkers. And then this guy just throws a camera in front of them, ask them some questions. And then they know you give them a certain answer, you're going to, you know, hopefully get some clicks. And so I want to see, is D.L. Hughley going to keep being on there? You know, I want to see is some of these other rappers and stuff in the game going to keep fucking with him? Because I don't think there's a more, I think this highlights the culture vulturism of Vlad, the highest I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Because you literally are like, the real racism is you telling me, da, da, da. I'm not saying she was right. Just saying you should just ignore it.
Just ignore it.
It's like how I have a lot of women that are my friends, black women specifically. Like, sometimes you catch a stray. It just is what it is.
Right.
I'm not finna be like, well, listen, I personally think that people of both genders can cheat on each other. Like, what? If you be like, niggas cheat all the time. Well, actually, let me stop you there. What the fuck? No, I get it.
Right.
You don't even, whether you mean it the way that, in the most bombastic way possible, or you mean it as a joke, or you mean it colloquially, it really don't matter. I shouldn't even be in your space if I can't take a little bit of that.
Right.
Then we shouldn't be friends. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand the power dynamics, you know? So it's just be like that. So it's real wild to see somebody with this much cachet have such a rudimentary understanding of the dynamics of this discussion. I'm not a person that believes we need to center the blackness of this space or whatever. The conversation is centering blackness by its very nature. We don't need to make rules. We don't need to gatekeep it. It's gatekept. Like nobody was fitting to give Vlad any authority in this conversation. Everybody was like, everyone rolled their eyes collectively. Why he singled her out for her eye roll, when I know it was other black women in his mentions. I know it was other professors in his mentions. Uh-huh. I know it was other black people in his mentions. I don't know why he said she the one to try. Maybe she was getting too many likes and retweets or whatever the fuck. But God, what a fucking colonizer ass response. All right. Now, speaking of colonizers, let's get to one. The second verse is Not Like Us. I'm sorry I had to leave, but I had to get that pump in, guys. And I only got it took literally, I had 3 minutes to spare. That's how much I was lifting them weights hard, y'all. I was sweating like a motherfucker. I wasn't getting my 1 or 2 minutes. I was like, okay, I got to get back on the bike. All right, I got to push the sled. Okay, all right. All right, look at the clock. I can take a minute now. I can take a minute now. All right, now I got to pump these. Like, it was a lot, guys, but I got it done. I'm so proud of myself. But damn, I had to dip. My boy called me today and was like, man, I could tell you wanted to stay. I said, I know, right? I was in my bag.
Right. You know, I had to get the reps in.
All
right.
So breaking down the second verse of They Not Like Us, because like I said, I had to kind of skip this one. You think the Bay gonna let you disrespect Pac, nigga? I think that Oakland show gonna be your last stop, nigga. And I said, that sounds like a threat. Because he's basically saying that AI shit you did with Tupac, you disrespecting the West Coast.
Yep. Probably didn't go over well with some
people. You come back out here, it's going to be a problem. And like I said, the real problem with Kendrick and the West Coast and the city and the gangs and all this shit is that he's actually not affiliated.
No, he's not.
So this isn't a he can call it on, call it off situation. If the city not fucking with him or fucking with you, like Drake, if they not fucking with Drake, they just not fucking with him. Now, we'll see. Maybe he's going to stop there and he's going to be okay. I don't know. I'm not hoping for no violence. Mm-hmm. I really don't hope nobody gets killed in this shit.
Right.
Real talk. I think that would be very sad. But to me, that line said Kendrick mad as hell. He don't be talking about killing nobody.
Mm-mm.
So he said you did Cole foul. Said he did J. Cole dirty. For even bringing J. Cole on first person shooter.
Mm.
Basically, like, you set Cole up basically because you know I don't fuck with you. This concept of like, oh yeah, we'll get on this track together. You knew I wasn't gonna do that bullshit. You don't like me, I don't like you. So you put Cole, you the one put Cole in the middle of this.
Who had no idea what was happening.
Right. So he's like, nah, you did J. Cole foul. I don't know why you still pretending. Now here's the tea that I heard today. All right, everybody. Apparently at Dreamville, his festival, him and Drake was supposed to perform first person shooter at Dreamville.
Oh, that just happened a few weeks ago.
Now this is after the Like That verse where Kendrick has dissed them. This is after J. Cole has put out his diss track to Kendrick, and he hasn't deleted it yet. Apparently he came out to the stage late, and the rumor is he's late because he was back there telling Drake, let me out the car.
Oh, I'm not going to my death. Y'all going to die. I'm good.
He said y'all could go ahead, stop right over here, pull out the I'm good. And then he went out gay.
He was like, you gonna walk? I'm gonna walk.
That saxophone was playing.
Yes.
He said, hey,
he put up the Hulk thumb and was just like, I'm good, y'all. I will hitchhike my ass back to where I came from.
Omar coming. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't. He said, let me out. And that's when he went on stage, apologized, said, I'm taking it down. I ain't been sleeping, blah, blah, blah. Also, this is another rumor I saw on Twitter. It was in a publication, but I'm not, who knows if it's verified.
Right.
It was apparently J. Cole was contacted by Schoolboy Q early on, and Schoolboy Q was the one that told that nigga, back down, apologize, step out of this shit with Kendrick. That's supposedly what happened, and then that's why he went and did it. And I'm just thinking of the logistics of that, because it's kind of funny. Because if I put out a song about a nigga where I'm like, nah, he just dissed me, I'm dissing him back, I get a phone call from that dude's former label mate and homie, and he's like, this ain't about you, you need to step out of this, apologize and you should be okay. Most people pride gonna kick up at that apologize part, like, nah, I'ma just have to take mine like a man, blah, blah, blah. J. Cole said, you right, and totally said, I'm sorry.
He was like, in the conversation they would have had, must have been a real sincere. He was like, hey,
right,
I'm just letting you know, if you don't, you're going to end up getting a stray, and I don't think you want this stray, dog.
The other thing is, I think this line, when he said, did Cole foul, is also referring to how Drake shitted on Cole in his replies. Because he's like, I don't care what Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck. And nigga Cole losing sleep on this, it ain't me. Fuck a big three, it's only Big D, and I got video proof. So, like, it was very, like, Cole was catching strays too. Now, I did say when Cole backed down, he was opening himself up to catch strays from everybody, and he did.
But I'd rather catch them strays than to catch that other one.
Yeah, catch a stray, don't let him catch your body. Pass it on like John Stockton. You don't need that in your life. And then this, like I said, Kendrick is so much funnier than I knew. What is the owl? The owl is the symbol for OVO. It's the symbol for Drake and his folks.
Okay.
So he said, what is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches.
That's funny. That's funny because they call women birds.
The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. And that's just, to me, what has been the underlying theme for this battle for me is just one of these guys has a tremendous lack of credibility. You can go try to be court of law with this shit as if nothing's ever happened in the past, nothing's ever happened in the future, and we should just take everybody on their word until we get proof, blah, blah. To me, one of these guys has a credibility problem, and we can point holes in the things they're saying very easily. And Drake is the one that's easy to be like, yeah, bro, you've been caught in so much shit at this point, right? And so Kendrick's just saying basically like, say whatever the fuck you want to about me. Is the audience knows you be lying a lot, and they're gonna see through your bullshit because you're a liar, and your whole image is a lie. Like, this whole I'm a basically American black rap artist is a lie. You're not. And you're just putting on our culture like a costume. He said, the rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise, which is this the last one Kendrick put out so far. And I'm like, it could go deep. I don't even know what's left. But I don't know. And that, he said, ain't that something bad? B-Rad stands for bitch, and you Malibu's most wanted. That refers to Malibu's most wanted.
That movie. Yeah. Yes. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Came out years ago.
Right. And of course, that movie is about, I think it was Jamie Kennedy. He plays, I guess in hindsight, Jesus Christ, how this get made. But he basically plays like a white boy who's trying to be a rapper. And he's rich, but he's trying to act like he's from the hood. Mm-hmm. And he befriends all these black people that are really in the hood, and then to be in his rap career, everyone does him wrong, gets robbed, beat up, all this type of shit. Is of course his parents don't want him doing it. I saw that movie in the theaters, I remember.
Yes, we did.
And there's a scene where either he says the N-word or it like stops right before he was going to say the N-word. And it's like they really wrote that whole movie for that one joke, and it wasn't funny.
Mm-mm.
But this is, once again, confirmation of what I've been thinking Kendrick said, been feeling the whole time. He looks at Drake the way that other people look at Riff Raff. Because B-Rad is a white dude. pretending to be part of the black culture.
Yes, he was in the movie, yes.
So I'm not saying Kendrick sees him as white. I'm saying he sees him as an interloper in the culture. Mm-hmm. Ain't no law, boy. You ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. This also is in reference to how much Drake be on the sideline of all these sporting events.
Yes, yes, yes. Like, and my thing, and I tell people this, I say all the teams that he went for, they end up losing. That year he went for Duke, then did not end up winning. Like, every team where he was, like, he had a track record for a few years, every almost, like, major sporting events, he would pick a team, and every team he went for, they end up losing.
Yeah, ain't no law boy, you ball boy, fetch Gatorade or something. And there's like clips of him shooting air balls in Kentucky garb. Mm-hmm. Like he's a front runner type of dude, but he knew that basketball is black culture. Let me go down there and immerse myself in this culture. Now, is he going to still be around Kentucky after this? We'll see. I know the coach left, but if I'm the new coach, I'm not necessarily – I don't know that Drake is going to pull in the young fellas the way he used to.
You know they watching, too.
Right.
You know they watching, because they was like, look,
Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie, be flipped over your boxers. What OVO for? The other vaginal option? Pussy?
Oh, no. Oh, straight to the point. Y'all say y'all tired of them theses. He was like, okay.
So OVO actually stands for October's very own. I think that's when, I don't know if that's when Drake's born or whatever, but that's what OVO actually stands for. But that's hilarious. The flip it. Other vaginal option and call them some pussies. You know, once again, this isn't about being right and feminist and shit. It's about beef. So
yep.
Miss me with that. Nigga better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in Compton. Might write this for the doctorate. Tell the pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, want action. Basically, like these memes, Instagram ain't gonna help. You being staying up in that crib, nah, come outside and play, nigga. Yeah, you asked me to come out,
right? And then he was doing all, and every time Kendrick, he was doing shit on TikTok. And he was like, no, get in the booth and motherfucking rap. You begged for this, you pleaded for this. You like, I need you, Kendrick.
And what did he say at the very start of this show song? Kendrick compared himself to Debo.
Oh no!
So this is his like, come outside and fight, Craig. You know, mustard on a B, ho, Debo, any rapper, he a free throw. So, like, this is him being like, come on then. You say you want it. No accident, and I'm hands on. He fuck around, get polished. Another threat. But also, people think it's because he's talking about how Drake be getting his nails polished. That's his new thing. But a lot of young boys doing that, although this is a grown-ass, almost 40-year-old man. I know the quarterback for the just got drafted for the Chicago Bears. He's known for painting his nails and shit too. Mm-hmm. But once again, this isn't about feminism and being right. It's
right.
About trying to make this man look as bad as possible.
Agreed.
Fucked on Wayne girl, Lil Wayne, while he was in jail. That's conniving. Then got his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. So when Lil Wayne went to jail, allegedly, he was dating Tammy Torres. Drake allegedly had sex with her. Then when Wayne got out of jail, Drake got like a tattoo of Wayne on the back of his arm, and Wayne's face. And it was basically Kendrick pointing out, like, yeah, you snaked Wayne, then you got his got him tatted on your arm to as a form of like loyalty and I'm sorry. And he basically called him a bitch for the whole thing. He said, I'm glad DeRose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. He's talking about DeMar DeRozan, who is from Compton. He was playing in Canada for a long time with Toronto Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just petty as hell. But it's basically like, it's basically Kendrick being like, y'all shouldn't even have got DeMar DeRozan to play basketball in Canada because he a real Compton nigga and y'all ain't deserving. And I'm glad he back in America.
Oh, no. Oh, the shot.
He has really turned this thing into an international beef. From Alondra, from Alondra down to Central, that's streets in Compton. Niggas better not speak on Serena. Now that's because Drake has dissed Serena and her husband more than a few times,
and she been just loving that white man, loving her kids. She done handled the baby. She done retired, child. She ain't thinking twice about that nigga.
Neither of them rap. What do they have to do with any of this?
Neither one of them rap.
By the way, one of my favorite pettiest moments of this night, when he put this out, Alexis Ohanian retweeted it.
Yes! Child, he love that black woman. Quit fucking with that white man.
He said, keep the party going. Okay? Let me help y'all out. You need some more coverage on this
kid? I love that man.
Let me add to the retweet numbers.
Quit talking about my wife.
Yeah, man. I love how he said that about Serena, too. He said, and your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator move in flocks. That name got to be registered and placed on a neighborhood watch. And my guess is he's talking about Baca. That's the former bodyguard of Drake that was convicted of pimping a woman out and taking her money and shit.
Oh, no.
And Drake was rapping about when he get out, he going to be back in the crew. And so he's like, now, you don't have to say Drake's a predator or whatever if you don't agree personally, whatever your predilections is. But that nigga is on his payroll, and Kendrick's brought it up several times, and it is true. You know, for all of us that think we're, people should be, you're extending Kendrick credit he didn't earn. I mean, you can look that up. If you haven't seen all that creepy shit with Drake and these young women, you can look that up too. I'm not sure why you think.
Yeah,
I'm not sure why people think we're giving Kendrick some favors here. The only thing that we people would be literally going by, like, what we're just saying is because Kendrick said it, is the daughter thing,
right?
Everything else is, I mean, it's shit that's been floating out there. I don't think Kendrick did research on any of this stuff. I'm not even sure about the whole, like, someone leaked that he had a daughter thing. We'll find out maybe, but I mean, there's articles going back to 2012 saying Drake had a daughter.
Oh.
You know, not saying any of it's true.
But saying, it's been, like, a rumor for a very long time.
Yeah, like, he could just be throwing shit at the wall with that daughter shit, and maybe he's throwing shit at the wall with all this, but some of this sticks because people already know about it. You know, and then when Drake says, you beat your wife, it doesn't stick because everybody's like, and we didn't hear about it till today? Or, you okay, so you're demanding evidence, where's yours? You know, that kind of shit. We'll get to that. I lean on you niggas like another line of wok. Lean is a drug. And Wok Heart is a company that makes cough syrup.
Okay.
Now look, I had to look that up. I don't know that shit. I don't know nothing about no motherfucking lean, nigga.
Mm-mm. Don't know nothing about no lean.
I was like, yeah. I was like, is Eileen people that make woks?
Right. How do wok people get into this? What is we talking about?
Right. I'm like, are the woks good? I like a good wok.
I mean,
now,
if it's a brand of wok shit, I buy me a good wok.
I stir fry the fuck out some shit now.
Yes.
But by this time, he was so amped up at this part. And he's like, yeah, it's all lies on me, and I'm going to send it up to Pac. Hey, I love the way he delivered these lines. Put the wrong label on me, and I'm going to get them dropped. Hey, Sweet Chin Music, and I won't pass the ox. Like, I'm not passing the mic. I'm not, like, and Sweet Chin Music is a wrestling thing. It's basically like a wrestling move that Shawn Michaels used to do to knock motherfuckers out and shit. That was his finishing move.
Oh.
Some people even saying, like, going to, as far as to be like, Shawn Michaels' biggest opponent was Bret Hart, who's Canadian and all this shit. Maybe he meant it that way. I don't know. To me, I'm not even saying he meant it double and triple entendres at this point, just because Kendrick was simplifying shit so much so that it would just go viral and people would bump to it.
Right.
That I really don't think he was putting to 6-7 layers of metaphors in this shit. I think he was just spitting
going
venom.
Going straight to the point.
How many stocks do I really have in stock? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Meaning some people think it's the 10 tracks. There's also it could also refer to like gun things. I know that's a reference to guns, stocks. But I think most people think this means the amount of tracks he's got.
More stuff.
He's dropped 5, and then he says plus 5, so that sounds like 10.
Yeah, you don't, yeah.
Yeah, devil is a lie. I think he's saying Drake is a liar and the devil. I told y'all he's a crazy religious man, and I truly think he believes this man is an evil person that needs to be taken out of hip-hop. I really think
he want him out of hip-hop.
You ain't
got to
agree.
Right.
You ain't got to agree. This is just what I think.
He's like, I got a problem with you. You specifically, you. This, I don't care about nobody else. All the fire I'm spitting out my mouth is aimed towards you.
And we know Kendrick's an extremely religious Old Testament ass dude. And maybe this is just what he needs to believe Drake is in order to accomplish his mission from God to destroy this man. So he got to be a devil. Because Kendrick has worked with people who also have fucked up shit that they've done. He's rapped about forgiveness. He's on a mission. He's that clip from Key and Peele talking about how he got to kill this man for Jesus, and that's just what it is. He said he a 69 God. Hey, freaky ass nigga need to stay their ass inside. So that's, you know, Kendrick calling him a freaky ass nigga. Later we calls him a fan, freaky ass nigga. And also, of course, 69 referring to freaky sex, which is freaky for Kendrick. He's a very religious man. Okay. Roll they ass up like a fresh pack of Zah. Zah is weed. City is back up. It's a must. We outside. Hey. And then it get to the chorus. And I did the third verse yesterday before I left. So y'all caught up on Not Like Us. That's the breakdown. So last night, Drake drops a song called The Hard Part 6. Okay. Now, I don't know if he put this on streaming services. Let me go check real quick.
I don't know if it's true or not. They were saying that Kendrick lifted the thing that was flagging on the YouTube so that everybody could make their money.
Yeah. Like, I can actually, if I want to, I can turn the ads back on our YouTube for this. Cause, the thing is Drake didn't take his shit off of copyright. So from my understanding, it didn't happen to me. People have been saying stuff where they play Drake is getting taken down and flagged. Stuff where you play Kendrick is not. Which, if you want to change the culture and put the pressure on him, that's a chess move.
Mm-hmm.
Make it so everybody talking about your shit, getting extra views
and money.
Get that money and get more incentive to do it. And of course, Drake being not of the culture and possibly because he knows and feels I'm losing, would be like, yeah, let me not let everybody play my shit. And I'm on here right now, and I don't see him putting this one out. And I think that's for good reason that he didn't put this shit out. Because I think this is a admission of loss. Now, I need to put it on my screen, I think, for y'all to hear it. Actually, you know what? Yeah, I think I can do that. So I'm going to share it with y'all so we can listen to it as a family. I'll try not to play it all just because I don't want us to get flagged and our shit taken down or whatever.
Right.
And I know this nigga is probably, but I'm going to just tell y'all before I even play it, I listened to it last night. I said, and these are my exact words, that's a good ass response. So before y'all do the this nigga hate Drake shit, just go ahead and take. I thought it was a great response because what Drake needs to get out of this at this point is like a strategic retreat. Just keep your fans. Give your fans a way out, a story to believe. This beef thing has really been about narratives. Who can make up the best story that sounds believable about the other guy? People. It's hard when you don't have a lot of believability.
True.
So it's very hard for Drake to establish, like, to me, with most neutral people, it's going to be hard for him to establish credibility in a way that it's easier when you're a dude that don't get caught in a bunch of lies. You can
give,
if you don't understand how credibility works, that's you. I'm sorry for whatever your credit score is when you go to the bank, but I promise you, there's a reason they keep that history. Right? They want to know. So, I think this is a good enough explanation, song, retreat, whatever, to give his people like a, yeah, that's what happened. So that's what I want y'all to hear, you know. Now let me see. But the reason I want y'all to hear it is I want y'all to hear the tone of his voice, and then I'll read the lyrics.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And this the show art is a picture of Dave Free with a black heart emoji and a hand love emoji liking some Instagram post.
Dave Free.
How do you be forgetting this? And we talked about it yesterday. Dave Free is Kendrick's business partner and friend. And Dave Free is the one Drake keeps saying, your child is actually Dave Free's child. Your wife fucked Dave Free. She cheated on you with Dave Free. There's no reason to believe this. There's no evidence. There's no proof. But Drake is going to give us the proof in this song.
Okay.
To me, it feels like sleight of hand, obfuscation. We'll get to the why I feel that way. But I need y'all to hear the tone of this rap.
Your fucking lines tapped, I swear. The Pulitzer Prize winner is definitely spiraling. I got your fucking lines tapped, I swear that I'm dialed in. First, I was a rat, so where's the proof of the trial then?
So, he sound like one... Locked in, love the beat. It's very hard. The energy in his voice, I think he's trying to give us seriousness, but it also, to me, is giving tiredness.
And sadness.
Sure, but he's sad in general. That's kind of his whole thing.
But yeah, you can tell it's tired. Yeah.
This ain't, but I'll tell you what. You know what? That's a great point. You know what this isn't? They not like us. This ain't back to back.
No,
he not turned up on this. Yeah. He's turned down on this for a reason,
right? And I guess that's why I kind of associate. Maybe it's just me mentally. I'm like I said, it's low energy on this hot beat, and with the low energy, you could almost feel the maybe because it's low, but in my opinion, it's lower than the normal low. It's like, right. Okay, let me go ahead and just. I'm going to just rap, kind of monotonely rap through
this. And this makes sense to me because I feel like this is what Drake does to women. And I think he's just gaslighting Kenny at this point. We'll get to why I feel that way when I go through more lines. But like that whole, the Pulitzer Prize winner is definitely spiraling like, oh, you just crazy. Everything you saying, nothing makes any sense. There's no evidence of any of this. I got your fucking lines tapped, meaning I'm the one that's actually got leaks from you, from your sources. Now, what's the evidence that he got any leaks, or is it right. Just you're rubber, I'm glue? You know what I'm saying?
He's like trying to turn the narrative around.
Right. Well, the thing you said about me is actually what I'm doing to you. Okay. I can't wait to get to the rest of this. But yeah, I'll play a little bit more just to get the tone, then we'll go into the
Where's the paperwork of the cabinet is filed in? 1090 Jake would have took all the walls down. The streets would have had me hiding out in the
Okay, now, you heard the tone. Forget the rest of this. Let's go to the lyric breakdown.
Right.
All right. Now, I want y'all to pay attention to these question marks, because I'm telling you, question marks tell a lot. And Drake's been doing this question mark thing a lot, and I pointed out yesterday, and it's important, because the ones that end in questions are, to me, I don't know this. I'm just making an accusation. And I'm hoping people will think I do know something,
right,
and treat my accusation as proof. And certain people will. You know, I've seen it. I got your fucking lines tapped. I swear that I'm dialed in. First, I was a rat. So where's the proof of the trial then? Where's the paperwork or the cabinet is filed in? 1090 Jake would have took all the walls down. The streets would have had me hiding out in a small town. So basically, he's like, if I'm such a fucking rat, that I've been snitching on everybody, you know, they would have told on me. 1090 Jake is a research and court paperwork. Jake is a dude that researches court paperwork, and so he be uploading people's shit to like YouTube to be like, here's a public trial without a paperwork for this person snitching or whatever. Now, I don't know when Kendrick even brought up Drake was ratting and snitching.
Mm-mm. Let me talk about your people, dog.
But I think this whole response to me is sleight of hand.
Yes, it is. You don't want
It's like, well, he can't prove I'm snitching, y'all. And it's like, he didn't say nothing about you talking to the cops.
He did not say that at
We done
all.
Broke down every lyric on this show. I know these songs by heart at this point. There's no, you know you a snitch. Now, maybe he responded to some other nigga, but that's been the problem with a lot of Drake's responses the whole time is, the other niggas aren't saying shit.
No, they aren't. They know better than to step you in this ring.
You in the ring with Tyson and you talking about, but Buster Douglas, nigga, that's not your problem right now. Yes, you don't like The Weeknd. No one gives a fuck about TikTok right now. Mm-mm. No one gives a fuck about what Rick Ross is, the jokes. And you mean them jokes back to him. You in the booth now.
Right.
Rap. Anyway. My Montreal Connect stand up, not fall down. Basically, I got active niggas in Montreal. Maybe they get down like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The ones that you're getting your stories from, they all clowns. This is an important line. Karen, write that down. Remember that. The ones that you're getting your stories from, they all clowns. Okay. I'm a war general, seasoned in preparation. My jacket is covered in medals, honor, and decoration. I know that's just a metaphor, but anytime Drake talk about being war, street, gangster, whatever, I always a little bit, I'm like, that's a cool thing to say, but come on, Drake. You waited for this moment, overcome with desperation. We plotted for a week, then we fed you the information. So, like, earlier it was whoever giving you these stories, they all clowns. Now he's flipping it to we giving you this information.
So y'all clowns?
I'm just trying to keep a consistent point that's going to keep coming up, which is it? Kendrick is out here getting bad information that you gave him, or Kendrick is out here getting information from people that don't know what they're talking about? Is it both? What's it? A daughter that's 11 years, I bet he takes it. So he's trying to specifically point to, I faked this daughter thing. I ain't got no daughter. And this nigga was so desperate to get something on me, he said, I got a daughter that don't exist. We thought about giving a fake name or a destination, but you so thirsty, you not concerned with investigation. Instead, you in Advantage Studio. It's a celebration. You got to learn to fact check things and be less impatient. Your fans are rejoicing, thinking this is my expiration. Even the picture you use, the jokes and the medication, the Maybach glove and the drug he used for less inflation. Master manipulator, you bid on the speculation. You dumb and reactive nigga. I'm petty with dedication. First of all, love the crafting of this gaslighting. Let's just get that out the way. Like, because I know it's been so much just in these camps, and it's so much of who's right or wrong, mm-hmm. who you fuck with. Let me tell you, as a just delivery, this I loved all of this shit that Drake is doing. Do I believe it? No. But that was never the point for me. I didn't say this about me coming away and being like, who going to be the most politically correct or the... I'm just looking at the strategy. Mm-hmm. He need a way out. A great way out is, and I saw the internet saying all this shit first, but a great way out is, this was all fake. You know, they the ones that made Kendrick think that this is real. It's not real. None of this is real. And if you can make even one, if he got even one thing wrong, you just act like it's all wrong. It's a Trump strategy. It's like, they said this thing wrong. Well, that's because they always lie and everything is lie. I don't rape people. I don't do this. I don't do that. And you're like, some people will fall for that. Yep. They will like, it's all trumped up. Okay. Black people love them because the justice system is against them. And they just walk away like, yep. No need to talk about any of the other evidence because one thing wasn't right. You know? But also the delivery and the rhyme scheme. I loved it. But he says, I'm petty with dedication. What about the bones we dug up in that excavation? And why is it Whitney denying all of the allegations? So now he's flipping it to Kendrick to say, and just stop and think about this because it's ridiculous and you know it's not going to happen, which is why he's saying it. Why isn't your wife, who never goes on social media to do fucking anything?
Hey, Chad, I wouldn't even know what his wife looked like if you don't Google that woman. You don't hear nothing about that woman.
All she do, post a picture of kids every once in a while, and that's it. Like, she's not active. She's not an influencer, any of this stuff. Mm-mm. He's like, why isn't she making a video denying that the stuff I'm saying about you abusing her? As if, one, her making that video would mean anything to anybody. If you thought he abused his wife, definitely her making a video like he ain't abused me is not going to be treated like, well, yeah, well, now we got the proof. It's going to be like, oh, he made her lie. She's just covering for him. Why is she even addressing this if nothing happened? It's just a way to sleight of hand. Look over here.
Yeah, and my thing is, your beef ain't with the wife. Your beef is with him. Talk to him.
Well, nah, they both been putting people families in it. At this point, it's way too late for that shit, dude. It's like being like, well, you ain't got Kendrick. Why are you talking to his son? Nigga, you know why. Okay, everybody's getting it at this point. Yeah, and you can't back out
and
now.
And the thing is, he knows he's not going to get a response out of her, so he's just throwing the shit at the wall.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's sleight of hand. It'll throw you off. You like, right. Yeah. Why? Because I don't want to say dumb people. Impressionable people that want to believe Drake will say, yeah, right. She didn't say he didn't beat her, which is, you know, it's that old David Stern question against Jim Rohn, where he's like, when did you stop beating your wife? Like, yeah, it's a loaded question. There's no right answer to. Why is she following Dave Free and not Mr. Morale? Basically, like, why is she following Dave on Instagram but not Kendrick? Now, word is she's never followed Kendrick on social media, even back in the day when the account first started. But who gives a fuck?
Right.
It's just sleight of hand. It's sleight of hand. Once again, y'all notice what I just did? 3 question marks in a row. What about the bones we dug up for that excavation? Why is it Whitney denying all of the allegations? Why is she following Dave Free and not Mr. Morale? He don't have proof, but he can throw shit at the wall. You haven't seen the kids in 6 months. The distance is wild. Dave leaving heart emojis underneath pics of the child. Speaking of it, which is also, I don't know, it's just maybe because of how Drake gets down on Instagram. He's using it mostly as a try to fuck Instagram models thing. I don't find my friend leaving heart emojis under pics of my child that my wife posted to be anything weird.
Mm-mm.
Like, oh, well, you must be fucking my wife. Is that their first thought, Mr. I'm not a pedophile, but you put hearts under a pic of a child, some sex is happening somewhere?
Right.
I don't know. Speaking of anything with a child, let's get to that now. This Epstein angle was the shit I expected. TikTok videos you collected and dissected. Instead of being on some misdirect shit, you rather fucking grab your pen and misdirect shit. Once a high level of projection here of him being like, this what you trying to misdirect people after he just spent a whole verse trying to misdirect people from all the shit Kendrick saying about him to be like, but what about what he might could be beating his wife? We don't know. And I also think it's funny, too, that in this case, it's suddenly like, well, look, man, just because it's TikTok videos and stuff out there, they just be, I mean, why, you think I'm a pedophile? Nigga, they don't say this about everybody.
No, they do not.
It's not every rapper. They're like, you know, J. Cole, it's a lot of TikTok videos about him being a pedophile. Why are there so many TikTok videos about you being a pedophile, bro? What's happening? There's not videos of Kendrick with us being like, you know, he be trying to fuck girls as soon as they turn 18 and shit. What is that about, Drake?
Right.
But once again, I don't expect him to answer that. I wouldn't if I was him. That's crazy. He, what? Honestly, I was surprised he brought up this shit because you never want to bring up that, you know, the Streisand effect. I thought he was going to literally ignore this shit the whole way through, which I thought was the smarter play because the only thing worse than, I mean, he's literally coming out and being like, so we need to talk about this pedophile shit is like, okay, bro.
Right. Okay. And all the shit you got was from us.
Right. Right. Was this part of the leaks?
Right. This don't make sense.
Did you set up years of TikTok videos and articles about you messing with girls that are like right on the cusp of 18? Did you set that up too as part of
the
like
all the bullshit we put out there and use it against me? It don't make sense, dog.
Now here is the part that is also like, I wonder if he wrote this one himself because it shows a fundamental misunderstanding of what Kendrick wrote in his album. He says, my mom came over today and I was like, mother, wait a second. That's that one record where you said you got molested. oh, fuck me, I just made the whole connection. This is about to get so depressing. This is trauma from your own confessions. This when your father leave you home with no protection, so neglected. That's why these pedophile raps and shit you so obsessed with is so excessive. They acting like it's so aggressive. And so the few things I want to point out here. The first one is on the song he's talking about, which I think is like Mother / Sober or something. Mother I Sober. Kendrick raps about how he was not molested, but people thought one of his family members did molest him, and his survivor's guilt and whatnot, he believes, came from when he was a child, and no one believed him when he said, I was not molested, and they still treated his family member, whoever this was, as if they did this thing that they did not do. At its core, that's also why Kodak Black is on the album. I'm not saying it's the same or should be treated the same. Just saying that's the theme of the album. That's why that album is like that. When you ask, why did he work with Kodak Black, but he's talking about sex offenders in Drake's camp, he thinks Kodak Black and forgiveness and is part of the message. Drake is like, I want to hang out with a nigga that pimps women. It's a little different. That's why, you know, the videos from when that rollout happened was Kendrick talking about Kodak Black getting like religion and all this shit, because you know Kendrick's a religious zealot, so he's like, you know, Kodak is finally like getting into all this religious shit to get redemption. And of course it's Kodak Black, he's not, no, he, thank you for letting me be on your album, and now I'm about to go back and be ignorant. Although I guess he has been less ignorant the last couple years since then,
a little less.
Yeah, I don't know, I haven't seen a lot of shit with him since then, but whatever. Right. Who gives a fuck? But the point being, the second point being, one, Drake got it wrong. That's why I'm like, did he write this himself? Because like someone that understands lyrics would have been like, no, it's the opposite. Or two, he does know he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But most of y'all not that smart. Most of y'all not going to check this out. And my fans need a way out. I'll just say he was molested. Most of y'all will go, yeah, that's why he really care about the pedophile shit. And you'll go, yeah. And then the third one is, so you think a nigga need to be molested to care about you being a pedophile? If they think you a pedophile, I'm not saying you are a pedophile, but
yeah. That,
the fact that you're the kind of man that goes, someone would only be disgusted by this if they had been sexually abused is crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Who the fuck you know that's like, nah, I'm cool with pedophilia. I ain't never get abused. No, it's pretty much a non-starter for every group of people except pedophiles. Like,
they're the only people rooting for each other.
That's not a stretch to you?
No.
Anyway, they acting like it's so aggressive, but you never known, but you just never known affection. I don't want to diss you anymore. This really got me second guessing, and I think this is the most important line in the whole song. I don't really want to dish you anymore. Basically, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. I'll wait now, for the flag.
If you are a man accused of pedophilia, these next few lines, I want you to stop and think about what kind of man are going to say the next few lines. Now, this ain't about political correctness. I'm talking strategy. I don't care that he said these next few lines. I'm not offended by these next few lines. I'm just saying you're trying to beat the pedophile charges, my boy. You might want to straighten up and take this section a little serious. No, he said, touch my body by Mariah Carey play. You probably start reflecting. So now he's making jokes like you were touched by as a child. I never been with no one underage, but now I understand why this is the angle you really mess with. Just for clarity, I feel disgusted. I'm too respected. If I was fucking young girls, I promise I'd have been arrested. I'm way too famous for the shit you just suggested. As if there's no famous rich male pedophiles that have gotten away with it for long periods of time.
Right.
As if it's about fame and all this shit. As if all the people on the Epstein list, if there's not a lot of famous rich people on that list.
It is.
It's just, and then, I'm sorry, there's nothing less of the black culture of believing the cops would have arrested you if that was the case,
right?
Because you know the criminal justice system, boy, they always get that right. Fuck out of here. So people was like, that's the whitest he's ever sounded. I'm like, right, the cops would have, you know, the cops would have arrested me if I was doing anything illegal, sir. But that's not the lesson. Clearly, there's a deeper message. Deep cuts that never healed, and now they got infected. Like if Dave really fucked your girl, Dave Free, and got her pregnant, talking about breeding resentment. I'm not sure how to ease the sentiment. And you see how he said, if Dave, he don't know. There's no proof. He's just presenting this as a way out.
Right.
I'm not sure how to ease the sentiment. This shit too intimate. I'm praying you recover from both incidents. But you a piece of shit, so there's really no coincidence. Drake is not a name you gonna see on no sex offender list. Easy does it. And that's, I guess, the Eazy-E song that was sampled in Like That or something. I don't know if that seemed like a stretch. You mentioned in A minor, but niggas gotta be sharp and tell fans who was it. Now, what's funny about the B sharp thing is people kept pointing out, like, B sharp isn't really a note that people that apparently it's some, I don't know enough about music to know the ins and outs and why people say that's a bad line to say B sharp. I think it works in the context of rap because most people listening don't know that shit.
Sure don't.
I know I didn't. I was like, B sharp, that's a pretty clever line. You thought you left D flat. Being Drake, D major, like D major, once again, these notes.
Yeah, notes things, yes.
I'll slit your throat with the razor, do Rick Ross air like that one flight from Malaysia. I'm your mom. Basically, I'll crash the Rick Ross's plane because Rick picked on him for having an old private plane. I'm your baby mama screensaver, only fucking with Whitney's, not Millie Bobby Brown. I never looked twice at no teenager. That's him responding to TikTok, right? Because Kendrick's never said no names of no girls. So you're bringing up Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things, who we know he has texted in the past, and people were saying, this is him being a pedophile. I've always said on this show, and I still stick by it. It's weird. It's creepy. I don't know that it's sexual or not. When you are a nigga that has been linked to a lot of this, well, when this girl turns 18, I'm going to rent out a restaurant and take her on a date. It's creepy enough for people to raise an eyebrow. Doesn't necessarily mean anything untoward is happening. There's no text message screenshots. There's nothing that suggests that there's anything happening between them two. But the fact that you went and brought her specific name out is very weird on a couple of fronts. Being one, Kendrick never said nobody's name. And two, why are you pointing out this the girl I'm not fucking? If I'm not fucking her, then I must be cool. Like, I don't know that.
I do not know that.
You're the one saying, you're the one bringing up all this other shit that to me means nothing about pedophilia. Oh, hey, I'm rich. I'm too handsome. I got too much money. I don't know what to say, bro. You also really do seem to wait on these girls to turn 18 and be right there with Hailey Bieber and others.
There's articles about it.
I'm a fucking hitmaker, dog, not a peacemaker. Yeah, bullets that I'm stuffing in each chamber. Your ass is in extreme danger. Stop buying views and bot comments. This is him. This is shit he does, and he's just saying Kendrick does it. Not, you know, not a boo boo. You may as well keep the pay. I mean, it's just it's but so yeah, crazy.
Yeah, is that deflection?
Yeah, you may as well keep the paper. Shit, you about to need for later. I give a fuck about your streaming data. So I don't know if he's upset that these things are bigger hits than his. Because that's the other thing. The views and the bots. People like these Kendrick songs. Spotify is Spotify. They're not run by. That's not bots. People are listening to this nigga call you a pedophile.
Yes, they are.
They're not bots in the club. They're not bots on the street. They're not bots on TikTok. You know, these motherfuckers remixing Metro Boomin's beat.
Ooh, child. International. They banners. They like, look.
They making TikTok videos and everything. These are not bots. These are the people in the culture saying, we don't fuck with you right now. You could drop 100 more records. I'll see you later. That goes back to that line of, I'm not coming, responding no more to this shit.
We'll see.
This whole thing is, I need to get out. I don't know about no we see shit. This whole thing to me is a white flag of, the most important part y'all need to hear is, I'm done.
Yes, but this is the shit you asked for, though. And then was right. Like, wait a minute, it's too much. I shouldn't ask for this.
Keep seeing articles with like, but is it over? And, you know, it's heating up. And I'm like, y'all heard this and thought it was heating up. I heard this and saw a man being like, I'm above this. Yeah. After starting some shit, I kicked the hornet's nest and now I'm above the hornet stinging me. I'm done with this. I don't care if you make 37 tracks. He heard that man had 5 more tracks and said, that's it. This the last one from me. Yeah, maybe when you meet your maker, I don't want to fight with a woman beater. It feeds your nature. Are you saying you're a woman and he's beating you? Or are you, that's a weird line.
Beating his wife.
Yeah, I know what he's trying to imply, that you beat. He's just trying to find another way to say you beat your wife. But when you say, I don't want to fight with a woman beater, it feeds your nature. How would it feed your nature to fight with a man? Wouldn't it only feed his nature as a woman beater to be beating a woman?
That's true.
It's a weird thing. Are you saying he's beating you? I don't know. It's just a lot. If you still bumping R. Kelly, you could thank the Savior. Now, this is because in 2018, Spotify removed R. Kelly and XXXTentacion songs. And Kendrick basically said, I'll pull my own music off of Spotify if y'all start taking people's music off just because they like bad people, because where is the fuck is that going to stop? Blah, blah, blah. Now, the word I saw was, it's not really Kendrick directly. It's his label that sent like this letter to Spotify. To me, I don't really give a fuck either way. I know they're both being like, they're trying to both tie each other to this like hypocritical mm-hmm. points of view. Yeah, at the time, I understand the argument any artist would have against taking down people's music for being bad people, especially when it's like, where do we stop? You know, is James Brown, is he grandfathered into the, it's okay? Is it, you know, is Rick James mm-hmm. coming off? I get
a
the point.
Man was whipping up on people.
But it's deflection. This ain't what this shit about.
No, it's not.
I don't understand why these people pray. Because it's not like Drake is saying, can you take Drake's... I mean, Kendrick's not saying, can you take Drake's music off Spotify? Mm-mm. I don't understand why these people praise you. You sounding like you send commissary when he needs some paper. Like you send him commissary when he needs a paper. I don't know. Oh, okay. I see. He's trying to say you giving R. Kelly money in jail. Okay. Now, of course, it's weird from Drake's point of view. The shit he gets down to be like, yeah, you cool with sex offenders. Anyway, Baka, you going to a club later? Album dropping soon. No wonder you turned to a clout chase instead of doing hard labor. So now he's trying to say Kendrick started all this to promote an album that's coming out. This is all fake. None of this is real. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nigga, I'll see you when I see you, like Fantasia on her song When I See You. And Whitney, you can hit me if you need a favor. Once again, just trying to disrespect him through his wife. That's his go-to move. Or I shouldn't even say wife. His fiance, his girlfriend. I know they're not married, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. They've been together forever. They got kids. And when I say I hit you back, it's a lot safer. That's a good line. He's a woman beater. If I say I hit you back, Whitney, I don't mean it like him. He gonna hit you. Huh, I promise. Then he speaks for the last like 30, 40 seconds of it. And the speaking part kind of was like, damn, man, you're not even rapping at this point. You just need out. He sounds so tired at the end. Let me get to this, to the speaking at the end. It's crazy.
You definitely got this shit burnt the fuck out, though.
Let me see.
It's good to get out, get the pen. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, this shit was...
Oh, shit, I forgot. Y'all can't hear it. Hold on 1 second, guys. I'm coming back. Hold on. Shit. Almost forgot. Got to show my screen. Okay, here we go. This is him talking. The last minute and 20 seconds is just him talking. Like, he's done rapping. I guess he... And to me, he just sounds tired over it, and he's trying to act like this is the end. Listen to the word choice.
Some good exercise, like... I save her. I promise. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, this shit was some good exercise. Like, it's good to get out, get the pen working.
Now,
it's some good exercise.
Right, like this was all just us, you know, battling for the fun of it. And it's good to just, you know, go back and forth to the greatest. You know how it is, guys. It's none of this means anything. Don't pay attention to anything
so
he ever said about me.
So it was some good exercise to Kendrick, but like, okay, I'm tired of exercising now.
Well, I also think it's funny that he said it's good to get out the pen, as if like I actually had to write and not my other guys write for me this time. That sounds funny, you know, like you're one of the most prolific artists of putting out rap music every year, and you're like, yeah, it's good to get the pen out again. Like, yeah, okay, buddy. Because I normally don't. I'm gonna be honest. I normally be like, can somebody write this for me? But anyway.
You would be a worthy competitor if I was really a predator and you weren't fucking lying to every blogger and editor, but it is what it is. You definitely got this shit burnt the fuck out, though. Like, you got 10 more records to drop. The one before the last one, we finessed you into telling a story that doesn't even exist.
This is like a monologue of a cover story to me. Like, I said, I think it's a good response. I know people got mad at me for saying that on social media. Like, no, it's not. He lying. I don't think it matters.
It's a great response for his fans.
If his people will accept this, which they will absolutely be like, yep, he set them up. And I'm going to point out the glaring flaw as soon as I finish
that
this
sniffling
thing.
Sniffling sound like he crying.
Yeah, man. If this shit would have happened, this is what Jay-Z sound like on the radio with that sniffing, but yeah.
And then you go and drop the West Coast one to try and cover that up. I would like that one. That would be some shit I could dance to if you...
He's talking about Not Like Us, which I told you Drake respected. I told you. This, for Drake, he knows what it is to come out of this thing with that back-to-back that's undeniable and nobody's going to question what happens after that. Not Like Us is that in this situation. After that, it's over. Yeah. Too many people said it's over as soon as they heard that record. And when they heard this one, they were let down. They were like, damn, this nigga sounds somber.
Right.
He keep talking about how it's over. He not responding. It's good. It was good to get some exercise, but we done. Now, everybody's like, yeah. And I say that's because Drake knew. He was like, yeah, bro, you can't top that one album. So I gotta find a way out of this shit.
Right, because I don't even... The fucking else he got in the chamber then. Goddamn.
And I definitely ain't doing 5 more tracks back. Like, I'm not making hits out of this, and I'm starting to take public L's. Niggas are dancing to me being a pedophile.
Yes, they
quote
are.
Quote-unquote, in the song.
I mean, yeah, but yeah. They dancing to it being in the song, yes.
Yeah, they having a party to me, and this shit is sticking. Niggas are dancing, making viral TikTok videos. Metro got these people. Like, it's just... It's too much all at once.
You got Metro out here hot. You got Mustard on the Beat Ho out here making hot beats.
Because how many people, show of hands, actually believe it's because he's morally above this and just like, I don't want to keep dogging this man out the way I'm dogging him? Like, as if Drake has ever shown restraint like that. Like, I'm gonna let the homie live. No, Drake is a killer when it comes to these beefs, and he kill you and joke you and mock you. He wasn't out here when he was touring, doing back to back and playing it back to back at his concerts, and them videos going viral. He wasn't like, you know what, I need to just chill. I already done destroyed Meek Mill. That's enough. No, he toured on that shit.
He wasn't tripling down on some whole other bullshit, but you know, at least your fans are getting some raps out of you. I'm happy I can motivate you, bring you back to the game. Like,
I do love that. That's a good insult. Cause I even said that. I said, it's funny, he hate Drake so much. Kendrick gave us more music in a month than he was giving us in 5 years.
Cause you know he'll take a good 5-6 years off and you won't hear a goddamn thing from that man.
He really hates this guy. Cause he ain't been in the booth like this in a minute.
You know, but just let me know when we get into the facts. Everything in my shit is facts.
Now, once again, come on, y'all. All them question marks. Your child isn't yours. Your wife is cheating on you. You beat your wife. No proof, no evidence, but his is facts. Right? His shit is just facts, y'all. It's just what people need to hear to walk away. Like, they both kind of was loose with the truth, right? You know, Joe, hey, look, politicians be lying. I don't know why y'all coming at Trump. Politicians be lying. What's the difference? That's kind of what he's hoping for, and he's getting it.
Waiting on you to return the favor, like.
Okay, so the two major points I want to make at the end of this. One, Drake kept asking for proof. If you sent him the leaks and the evidence, why would you need to get proof of who the leak is,
right?
Or where you get the evidence from.
You
show me the evidence if you got it.
You just told us you sent the shit.
Why the fuck? Yeah, like you sent it. And then the second point I want to make, and this one kind of like really, because I made the point so fast on social media, people was like, oh yeah, damn, you smart. And listen, I love to be right. I love to be smart. I love y'all to feel that way about me. It's great. But the obvious point, now everyone's made it, but I picked it up right away, which is, do y'all believe if Drake set up Kendrick with fake information, Kendrick took the bait, put out a song 6 minutes after Drake dropped his song, which was the caption when Drake tweeted this video, was like, oh, you respond in 6 minutes because that's what you do, right? And Kenny hasn't even responded. It's been 24 hours. So obviously, I think he was trying to anticipate Kendrick would do something, but Kendrick's got him on his back feet. He don't know what Kendrick's going to do. Mm-hmm. But if Drake set that up, Drake's filmed a video for that Family Matters thing. Flew from Toronto to L.A. Got it all on tape. Them fucking up the Good Kid, Mad City replica van, all this stuff, right? If Drake set Kendrick up, you telling me he's waiting till Sunday to say I set you up? After the internet has alleged that, oh, it's all set up. Don't believe any of it.
Right.
And he has no evidence of the setup. You could win the battle without even putting out a song if you just had a picture of you using your phone to take a picture of that glove and the Ozempic and being like, I sent you this picture, nigga. This was always me fucking with you. I'm surprised he didn't fake it. Like, if I was him, I'd go get me a glove, get that shirt. I mean, if he has access to it, I'll get the fucking
mimic.
Buy another one. It's gotta be. I would buy all that shit and I would put it on a bed and show me taking a picture and be like, gotcha, Kendrick. Even if I posted, even if the motherfucking picture was taken Sunday night, 3 minutes before I posted it. Cause I could win. I could convince everybody, like, I'm a master manipulator, like you said. Ha ha ha. He didn't put it out. And I refuse to believe that he's, because he has too much restraint or not enough forward thinking. He's one of the most savvy social media people of all time.
Yes, he is. That's his lane.
If this was a plan to get this dude, which is also weird to be like, because this is also fucking weird. I planned all this, but also you're doing it because you have an album coming out. Which one is it? Like, then what's the plan? You know what I'm saying? Well, anyway, whatever. That's no, neither here nor there. But, dude, why didn't you just, if you did this, which I don't believe he did, why aren't you gloating with a, ha-ha, here's the proof, I set you up.
Right.
You know, even this daughter thing, the internet was, they found like a page of some girl on Instagram, be like, this Drake daughter. And then someone in his found a steal in the video of that he made for Family Matters. And they were like, look at these pictures of this girl. That's the same girl. It's an actress, y'all. They planted this actress in this video to try to make Kendrick think he had a daughter. Except turns out the girl in the picture in the video is actually the daughter of the dude who owned the property that they filmed the video at. Not an actress, not a plant, not whatever this shit is. So that's not proof of anything either. And for the last time before we wrap it up, I'm just going to say, if you think they have the same amount of credibility, I just happen to disagree. And that's cool.
We ain't got to see eye to eye.
We don't have to see eye to eye on that one. I just think, and I'm not saying everything Kendrick said is true, da da da. I'm not, right. I'm straight up telling y'all, I don't know that Drake is a criminal pedophile. I know Kendrick keeps saying, I think he's saying it to hurt his feelings. It's the meanest thing you can say.
Yes, it is.
And it obviously bothers Drake, which is why he addressed it in this song.
Yes.
And it hurts his reputation online. I think Kendrick hates that man enough to say any fucking thing about that dude, to be honest.
Because we in a beef.
Right. I don't know that he got an 11-year-old daughter or not. That could literally just be Kendrick looking at a motherfucking news article from 2012 and being like, he got a secret daughter too. I believe it. I don't know that he can prove that shit. I'm not, I never came in this like, yeah, prove it.
No, me either.
You know, like, it's cool if you can, though. I won't deny any proof. If y'all got some evidence, pull it out. But that was not it for me. It was like, they battling, they don't like each other, and this is a great thing for hip hop. And I think the stuff Kendrick said is gonna stick to Drake. That fuck the daughter shit, it's gonna stick the culture shit.
And it's gonna be interesting to see who works with him next.
Right.
Because everybody's hearing this. It's going to be interesting to see how Atlanta moves towards him next. Because he basically called out the whole ass city. So how are they going to respond to this? Who's going to work with him next? And who's going to be like, dog, you hot. I'll work with you, but I can't do it right now. I don't want none of Kendrick's. I don't want to be in the next beef that Kendrick brings up. I'm good, dog.
Right. So, yeah, I just find it extremely odd and interesting and compelling where people fall on this, because I really felt like balls and strikes, you know, if Kenny would have somehow ended up quote unquote losing this, I would have just been like, damn, that sucks for my man. But I just think it's hard unbiasedly to be like, Drake won this, and this shit sound like I'm out of here. Bye, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't be talking about this anymore.
Yeah, and I can see no matter what Kendrick do after this, he won't. He'll keep doing shit, but he won't go. He put like this. Kendrick don't have to worry about him sniping him no more in his songs, basically.
Right.
Because he's like, I don't want none of this. I'm good, dog. I go fuck with other people and talk shit about them, but I won't talk shit about you.
Yep. So anyway, man, this has been fun. I'm glad people are enjoying. Sorry, I'm glad people are enjoying these breakdowns. I'm glad are having fun with us.
Because this is what it's all about. This is fun,
right? So you know, we'll get back to this at some point. The news and all the regular shit, but this is the biggest news right in the world right now.
It's
black hip hop, and we're gonna be talking about it. All right. Until next time, unless Kenny drops something tomorrow. Until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.